It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in Switzerland, I believe, and possibly closer to Zurich, if I'm going to be precise, but who knows, really, she'll tell us. And for all we know, are you still able to move about freely? Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, we. I think we are jumping straight into one of our topics today. Yes, Switzerland for the moment does not have any case of coronavirus in all of Switzerland, even though, and in spite of this news, it seems like all mouth masks are already sold out, and pharmacies are already putting little signs on their window saying that they don't have any anymore. So as you can understand, everybody's getting ready for an epidemic or a pandemic, and not knowing really what to believe or not to believe. And this is what I'm going to concentrate on today, because there are obviously now a myriad of fake news on internet. That takes place mainly on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and in spite of their efforts to try to curb all the weird news that are appearing on their pages, it's obviously a very difficult work to do, especially because theories come up literally every day. But I thought it would be interesting to address a couple of them. For example, in China, there is a page giving some solutions against the virus, one of them being disinfecting the air with cigarette smoke. Another one is to put a few drops of sesame oil in your nose. And another one is to eat garlic. Garlic is a recurrent thing for many sicknesses, which is really interesting. Others recommend gargling with salt. So, as you can see, all sorts of recommendation. Internationally, there is also a very spread rumors that that virus has been created long ago in labs and is now purposely out to provoke an epidemic. Following this one is the one that is also quite common when it comes to viruses, and it's the fact that Bill Gates is behind the virus. And consequently, there are also rumors saying that all of that is created in order to force people to get a vaccination, obviously from groups that don't really believe in vaccination. There is also the theory that Chinese ate some bats, and this is how the virus went from animals to humans. There are also some weird numbers going on. So I understand that officially the number of people who died is around 106. Obviously, these are Chinese news, and they are official and one has to take them for the truth. But what's going on is also a much higher number, talking about 100,000 of people already died, people that already died from this virus. There are also pictures, for example, from people walking on the street that are literally collapsing by walking. So there are many of all these theories. And I just thought that it is quite interesting to see how, again, if one has just a reasonable need to get a reasonable source of information, it gets increasingly difficult, considering that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are very common sources of information. For the time being, though, what authorities in Switzerland and I believe in most countries advise is to basically wash hands with soap thoroughly, keep distance with people who cough and sneeze, which I find kind of an interesting recommendation if, for example, one needs to go to work with a subway, and possibly to not have direct contact with animals on markets, and cook food properly, especially meat and eggs, which I think is a recommendation that is valid throughout the years. So I think that in terms of recommendation, there is very little that is really efficient if that virus really appear to be transmissible even without having symptoms of it already. So it doesn't matter if you sneeze or cough. Basically, all you need is a lot of people in a very close situation, like public transportation. No question that some cases now have shown to be transmitted to people that have not traveled to China. The first case apparently in Germany, south of Germany, a 33 years old man who did not travel to China but had contact with people from China. So I think Japan also had the first case of someone infected in Japan and not in China. So it definitely seems that this is a virus that spreads quite fast and maybe more easily than thought previously. Still, most of the cases are in China. They are taking extreme measures. It's almost, I have to say, almost difficult to imagine what it means to be blocked and locked down in your house or your apartment. Basically, there are cases outside, as we know. Five of them in the US, but then most cases still are in Hong Kong with 8 cases, Macau with 6 cases. That is obviously because they are extremely close to China compared to other countries, especially Europe for the moment. Australia has also 5 cases. So all of this to say that this is by no means something that should be taken lightly. It definitely shows some sign of having the potential to spread quite quickly. But on the other hand, it is really it's a pity to see that this is also used to spread news that are not true, and with that eventually also provoke some racist comments and some racism in the daily life of Asian people by now. So all of this is to be taken with caution, while again this is a very serious matter, I believe that it is absolutely essential to gather the news from sources that are more or less reliable. That's very important in a time of crisis of this kind.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.